This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Happy Friday, everyone, and welcome to the last episode of Yoga Girl Daily for this week. Don't worry, it's not the last episode ever. We're going to keep this going till we're 90. I hope you've had an amazing, fantastic, wonderful, nourishing week, really solidifying an amazing habit in your life.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Today, for our Feel Good Friday practice, I want to take a moment for us to plan out our next week when it comes to our well-being and our self-care practices. So we spent this week really anchoring into a new habit or a change in our lives somehow to really focus on our well-being and to improve that sense of feeling awesome in our lives. Now, for next week, I think it's a great idea to take a moment today or some point in the weekend. I think today, like do it today so that you're done for the week, to really plan out what do you have coming up next week and how can you make sure you prioritize your self-care and your well-being. So basically, giving yourself 20 minutes today to sit down with your calendar, with your planner, with your journal, however you roll, maybe with your phone, you're just using an app or the notes app in your phone, to get really clear on what's in store for you next week. What are the big things you need to remember? What's the week like? Is it a really intense work-heavy week? Do you have lots of space? Do you have some space planned out for fun and for joy? Or is it going to be just a really intense week all week round? And how can you make sure that your most important self-care practices are actually prioritized every single day? So just take a few minutes to really go through your calendar for next week, look at the day-to-day, and figure out where and how you're actually going to plan your self-care routine. Is next week a great time to just do everything first thing in the morning so that you really have had your moments of meditation, of breath work, of journaling, gratitude practice, listening to this podcast, doing your yoga, going for a run, doing the things that you need to do for you? Maybe next week, all throughout the week, first thing in the morning is a great thing. Chances are you're going to have some curveballs thrown your way. Maybe next week is a really unpredictable week and you could use extra space in the morning to sleep in, or you have to dive straight into work. Then figure out at what point each day can you give yourself the window you need to make sure that your self-care routine actually happens. Meaning you're going to prioritize this self-care routine as much as you would prioritize a work meeting or a deadline or taking care of your kids. Put this at the top of your list and make sure it gets done next week. Now, maybe to make sure that all of this is actually going to happen for you, you need to make some minor shifts in your week, maybe move some things around, maybe ask for help, see if there's something you need to delegate or shift around to actually be able to arrive at these moments of practice next week. So basically, taking just 20 minutes as a feel-good practice today, that's going to make you feel great next week, setting yourself up for success. Grab your planner. Let's do this right now. I'm going to do this right now. This is a really important practice because we know come Monday morning, life is going to start getting really intense right away. And it's so good to have this planned out and ready to go. So let's spend 20 minutes today taking care of our future selves. The version of you next week is going to thank you for this. Have a wonderful weekend. Yoga Girl Daily will be back on Monday.